Welcome back, everyone, to another incredible episode of Chat with Dan here. For today, we have on the show, what can I say? We have the incredible, the amazing, the badass, the superstar, the legendary, the one and only Stephanie. Stephanie, how are you today?
I'm so wonderful. I'm so much, like, getting all those superlatives just made me feel unstoppable. I'll take it.
There you go. Well, you are. Let me just tell you that. There you go. There you go. And I do want to thank also those who are tuning in. If you're new to the channel, on the description below, you're going to find all of Stephanie's social media. Let's follow her and let's find out why she's a super badass. Now, without further ado, let's jump in here. So I want to start this whole conversation by throwing out the first question, which is, what drew you into acting in the first place? Was there a specific moment or experience that made you realize this is going to be my passion now?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think as a child, I was always drawn to make believe and to using my imagination. So I'm an only child. So I spent a lot of time kind of creating worlds and characters in my head. And with, you know, my friends, like playing make believe. But I do think, and I do have my aunt is an actress. My uncle was an opera singer. So I was sort of introduced to the world of performance through their work. But I think the moment that really made me think, oh, I really want to do this as a profession was in high school when I started doing plays and perhaps more, I guess, more adult plays that had deeper themes. And I could really see how stories would resonate with audience members and how my inhabitation of a character or my telling of that story could make an audience member experience something that perhaps they hadn't before, that could make them think about something that they hadn't before. So I guess that's really when I realized the sort of transformative power of storytelling, and I think that's really what drew me to pursuing the profession. Besides the make-believe stuff, I do love, you know, talking in different voices and putting.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, who wouldn't? That is incredible. I love that. And tell me, like, how you continue? Yeah, like, time went by, right? And tell me, what were some of the challenges that you had when you were recently starting out?
Sure. I mean, acting is an incredibly challenging profession. I think the biggest challenge that I had was, that I still honestly am working through, is learning to accept rejection. Because as an actor, I think 99% of your job is showing up and not getting the job. So I think the first challenge that I had to overcome was understanding that. And I still grapple with it. Like, it's hard to put your everything into an audition and then to not hear back.
Yeah.
But I think that's the biggest challenge that I initially had to reckon with.
I mean, at the end, nobody likes being rejected, right? So.
No, I mean, no. And I think as an actor, you not that you grow numb to it, but you start to realize that rejection doesn't necessarily have to do with you. There are so many different things that go into casting a specific role. It could be that, you know, you were too tall, or, you know, someone else has the right color hair, or like just inhabits the character better. That doesn't mean that you're less of an actor. It just means that this wasn't the exact perfect fit for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it wasn't just, yeah, it was not meant to be.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there you go. I love it. And tell me, how do you approach in getting into the mindset of a character? Do you have any specific technique going on?
Yes. Well, yes and no. I like to spend a lot of time with the script, really figuring out the character's wants moment to moment, their overall want, and then what they're feeling in each specific scene and that how that changes. And then, I mean, I think I like to work one-on-one with the director and really have a dialogue and a collaboration and talk about what the director sort of sees as the character, how I see it, and then work from there in terms of, basing it off of perhaps real people in the world, or perhaps there's another character already immortalized on film that had similar attributes. So trying to look into the world and find those specific characteristics or mannerisms that I can pull from to kind of round out this person that I'm creating. I think, yeah, I think that's what I try and do. I do a lot of work on my own. I try and do backstory too for the character. Like occasionally, I'll journal as the character. I think that's helpful, especially if you're, playing someone who has some deep feelings or deep wounds or a traumatic history. I find it helpful to really flesh out not only your past, but your relationships with the other people that you're going to be interacting with, the other characters. And then I also love, I mean, I grew up working in the theater, and that's what I went to school for. So I do love rehearsal. With film, you don't necessarily get it all the time, but I think running the scene with your fellow actor and discovering things is really exciting, and I really think it's integral to creating a dynamite performance.
There you go. That is incredible. That's badass, by the way.
Oh,
And
thanks.
absolutely. And tell me, is there a particular genre or type of character that you haven't portrayed yet, but you would love to explore that in the future?
I would love to play like a sort of buttoned up, repressed, like emotionally repressed society woman from the like early 1900s, like sort
Okay.
of Edith Wharton, Age of Innocence, the tight high neck, and they can't really show their emotions. I would love to do a period piece like that.
I can understand. I mean, like those films, like the whole costumes and the scenery. I mean, it definitely takes you to a whole other to a whole other place, and I will bet that it's super fun, the fact that you can actually play in a total different era,
Oh
so
yeah, I think that would be phenomenal. I think it would be completely trans it would transport you to a whole different time.
absolutely. That is super cool. Okay. And have you ever had a role that made a significant impact on you? And if it did that impact you like personally, and how did that affect you?
Yeah, I guess, just thinking about projects that I've worked on in the last 10 years, I was in a horror thriller film called Soft and Quiet
Okay.
that came out on Netflix earlier this year. And that was an incredibly dark character to play. She was just a bad person. So I think in terms of it impacting me, that was the role in my most recent memory that was the most difficult for me to immerse myself in, just because it was dealing with some really, really dark and unpleasant themes. And I think, if you watch the film, we shot it as one take, so we never cut during the filming of it. And that was incredibly challenging, and impacted me as an artist, just because it required a different type of performance from me. It required this immense amount of preparation in terms of memorizing the entire script before shooting it, not just scene by scene. But because we weren't cutting, it also required an ability to hop into improv right? You didn't know how things were going to go on a given night. Things could change, and you had to be able to roll with the punches. So there was an interesting dichotomy of intense preparation meeting just letting it go. And I think what I took from that and how that impacted me as an artist was, I think that's how I was like, this is how I want to work moving forward. I want to prepare, but then I want to be able to fall, just fall and see what happens.
That's wow. I mean, and I bet, right, that by the end of it, even though you managed, to move forward, there's gonna still some pieces of it, right, that are gonna stick with you for the long end, basically.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think, yeah, in terms of that character, like, yeah, it was very dark. Thankfully, I think we created a very safe environment on set, so we were able to talk openly about the feelings and work through that. So I don't feel like I carry a lot of trauma from that character with me, but it was definitely like intense playing her, and the act of filming itself was such a new and exciting process. And it's something that I hold on to as like my I don't know, my guiding light in terms of how I want to approach my work going forward.
Okay. And how you handle the pressure and expectations that come when you are about to present a character?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think it's really easy as an actor to start second guessing yourself, but what I've been trying to learn and to remember is that a lot of that is internal. A lot of that just comes from you. If you are chosen to play a certain role, the director, the producers, the writer, they see that role in you. You are that role. So believing that and then letting go of all that self-doubt and negative talk and trusting that you are enough and doing your work and showing up and trying to let the pressure and the expectation of, it was interesting, I was talking to someone about this today, like trusting that you're going to do a good job, not having a planned out expectation of how the scene is going to go, trusting that you've done the work, trusting that you're the right person to be doing the work in the first place, and then letting it go. And I think that's when really exciting and spontaneous acting happens. So I try and remember that. It's something that's hard to remember though, because when you're on set, tensions are high and
Yeah,
pressure
absolutely.
feels like it's coming at you from all directions. But trying to remember that you were chosen for a reason, like you were there for a reason, and to find strength and yeah, confidence in that.
And that is amazing because like whenever that happens, like yeah, like whenever that happens, sometimes we the audience can totally notice. And sometimes, for example, me, I do appreciate whenever they go like this kind of extra mile, I would say, and be like, okay, that's really cool, the fact that they get either that or they just forget about that and just go in,
Yeah.
like trying to make it like more natural
For
and less
sure.
forced, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, letting go of expectations, I think, really allows you to commit your entire being to something if you're not expecting anything, anything to
Yeah,
happen.
absolutely. I mean, also, and at the end, I mean, you can't please everyone. There's gonna be some people who love it, and there's gonna be people who hate it, and that's just
Exactly.
part of the
That's
ride.
life, right?
Yeah. And what did you enjoy the most about the process of bringing a character to life?
What I love about acting is getting to experience the life and emotions of another person. Getting to live a life that is so outside of Stephanie, I find that so exciting. and so fun. Like I, as an actor, I've gotten to be like a gunslinger in the Wild West. You know, I've gotten to be a robot teacher in a, you know, a pseudo futuristic world. I just, I love getting that opportunity to step into a life that isn't mine. I think that's one of the reasons I got into acting in the first place is because I love imagining things. But I think as the longer that I've lived as a human on this planet, I think actors have a wonderful job because we are tasked with inhabiting a person outside of us. And I think that makes us more empathetic, if that makes sense. It makes us better people, more understanding of those around us, more interested in those around us. So yeah, that's my favorite part of bringing a character to life is the opportunity to step into another person's shoes completely and try and understand how they tick, how their mind works. I find that so invigorating.
Absolutely. That is That's badass again. You're killing it here. That is incredible. And tell me, how do you continue to challenge yourself as an actor and grow as a person at the same time?
I think so. Challenging myself as an actor, I think, is continuing to pick projects that scare me. I think, attacking things that make us uncomfortable and that scare us, is essential to growth. So for me, that means trying to find characters that exist outside of my comfort zone that perhaps will be more challenging for me to play. I find it interesting to challenge myself to play unlikable characters. I think interesting, trying to find the humanity in someone who is doing inhumane things. And finding a way to bring them to life authentically. And as a person, like challenge myself to grow as a person. I think, yeah, I think this goes back to what I said before about fostering empathy. I think, yeah, just continuing to try and see and hear and respond to all people, to really take people in, and continue to do that in a authentic way.
Okay, there you go. Now, let's say that one day I call you and I tell you that I want to become an actor. Now, here's the thing. Zero experience. So based on what you know, what do you think it would be important for me to know before, jumping in into this career?
Well, I think like we talked about before, rejection is going to be part of the game. I think this is something that what I've really found is surrounding yourself with people who support you and inspire you is essential. I think there's this misconception that show business is so cutthroat and it's so competitive. And that is true, but I think within that, you can find your tribe. You can find the people who want you to succeed, right? Who will lift you up, who will be your collaborators. So I guess my advice to an aspiring actor would be to find those people, find the people that you want to work with, and build relationships with them and start working together. And I think that will lead to a long and successful and happy career and
Fair enough.
fulfilling, right? When you're working with people that are your champions, there's nothing better than like getting to work with someone who believes in you and who you believe in.
Okay. I'll take that into account. I tell you what, if I become an actor, once I win an award for something, I'll be mentioning you in my thank you speech.
Okay. I love it.
There you go. I would say this would have, I mean, what can I mean, I will definitely be mentioning you in my thing. And I tell you what, I even will cut the thing in half, like the trophies. You can have half of it, and I will have half of it, you know, to make
Oh my
it
gosh. No,
representative.
I could not take half of your trophy. No.
Absolutely.
But that's so sweet.
Yeah, I
But
mean,
you know, that's so true about like finding people to work with, and I think that's so beautiful what you said, giving half of your trophy, like sharing your success with those around you, and you hope that that will come back. And I think if you foster real, genuine relationships, it will. Like you'll give half of your trophy to someone, and then someone will give half of your trophy to you
There you
know?
go. I mean, that is like the whole thing that I am also trying to kind of like re remember every day, you know, that I mean, of course you should care about yourself totally, but at the same time, I mean, you should care for others too, you know,
Yes.
and if somehow you're doing better, why not taking those people who are around you, supporting you, take them with you at the same time, you know, like
Absolutely.
if I'm winning, I want also everyone who has helped me to win as well, so we can all have, so we can all enjoy and you know, like actually build a more, what's the word here? Like a more, like an actual community, you know what I mean? Like an actual, you know, things like that. And so yeah.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Also, like sometimes you're ahead, but sometimes you're not ahead forever. Sometimes you're the one who's like trailing behind, and you
Totally.
want that person to reach their hand out and pull you forward with them. So I think it's important to remember that, like, when you are the person at the front who's like racing towards the finish line first, like, help those behind you who might be struggling a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do hate like this mentality that sometimes for some people might take it into, you know, like life is a jungle. You need to kill everyone around you. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah, yeah.
you know, like that type of mentality. I mean, I have met people who are like that, and you know, it sucks. Yeah, it sucks whenever they will do whatever possible in order for them to succeed, even if they have to like step on you. But it's so interesting because life is so amazing that sometimes life will pay back, and now you're gonna be in a better position, you know, things like that. So I do try to do well in every way possible because you never know. So
Exactly. I think that's so wise. And that's like, I think at the end, like at the end of your life, because we're all going to reach the end eventually, you can look back and you can, you know, say with confidence that like I did the right thing.
yeah.
I did right by the people around.
Yeah, exactly. Like the whole legacy where you're gonna live for new people to take to keep taking it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing. And tell me, what is the most important lesson you have learned throughout your acting career so far?
I think it is it's not personal. It's not personal.
Yeah.
Still learning that one. And I think what we were just talking about, that community builds you, like the right community will build you up. Yeah, and the people who don't want to build you up, there isn't room for them in your life. Life is too hard as it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it does for sure. I mean, it's, you know, it's like being positive and optimistic tends to be like the hardest job ever, and being all negative and pessimistic is like the easiest thing ever, you know, and then it sucks. It's a pain in the butt sometimes.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, being positive and optimistic, but also like realistic, you know, I think that's important too.
Yeah,
You
like
don't
have a
have to,
balance to it, right?
yeah, you don't
Yeah,
have
there
to
you
be a
go.
Pollyanna about things. You like everything isn't always sunshine and roses, but I
Yeah.
think, hoping for that and trying to see that and manifest that is important.
I mean, you need those bad days at some point, right? To kind of understand new ways, to kind of regroup yourself, learn a lesson that perhaps you were it was needed for you to learn, you know, things like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially as an actor, everything can
Yeah.
be like, then what would you have to draw from? Like, if you weren't having bad experiences, where would you pull those dark feelings or those
Totally.
powerful emotions from? I
Totally.
think, yeah, life is, ups and downs, twists and turns. And I think accepting and embracing all aspects of it is essential to being a well-rounded and versatile actor.
You're in agreement. And what do you think is the biggest misconception that people have about actors?
Oh, there are many. I think maybe one is that it's a glamorous job. I think like 1% of it, for me at least, is glamorous. Like 1% of the time I get to go and watch my movie in a theater. 1% of the time I'm getting dressed up and, getting my photo taken. The rest of the time I'm, memorizing sides. I'm like trying, I'm hustling, I'm doing that, I'm doing this. I'm, working another job to
Yeah.
make money. It's, I think that's a big misconception that it's like this wonderful glam. It's a hustle, a daily hustle, and there are things about it that, kind of suck. Like,
Yeah. Totally, yeah.
I think maybe also, and this has sort of come to light more recently with like the SAG-AFTRA strike, which I think was really advocating for more equitable wages for actors. I think it's a common misconception for people outside of the industry that like if your movie is streaming on Netflix or Amazon, like you're making millions of dollars. But it's just not true. Like there are lot that is true for some actors, that are movie stars, but for the working class actor, we're struggling to make a living wage in a really competitive and a competitive profession in the in usually in cities where things are very expensive, and dealing with the rising cost of living due to inflation. So I think that's another common misconception is that like, oh, you have a movie on a streaming service, you must live mansion in the hills.
Yeah, totally. And due to the whole, yeah, and like whenever we will see like the Oscars, for example, we will say like, oh, look at them, you know, they I'm pretty sure everyone lives like that glam, you know, the super stylish clothes, things like that, right? But and you know, when I started this platform, before that, yeah, before Chadwick that happened, I did have that idea, to be honest, I'm not gonna lie. But then when I started the platform and I started to talk with more and more and more and more actors, I started to be like, huh, so it wasn't what I thought in the first place. You know what I mean? Like
No,
most of them,
totally.
like some of them will have like even two jobs to kind of sustain themselves. And then on their free time, they will focus on their acting. Some of them, yeah, will be lucky enough to work full time on their acting career. But some of them will be juggling between jobs here and there in order to kind of sustain themselves and to continue working on their craft. So, yeah.
And I think I'm so glad you said that about juggling other jobs because that's something I'm also trying to be, I don't know, more aware of. I think there's perhaps been like a stigma in the past attached to having an additional job outside of acting. Like if you had to have a day job or additional income coming in outside of acting, you were somehow failing. But I really am trying to correct that misconception. I think it's wonderful that you can work in marketing and also be an actor. You could work as a teacher and also be an actor. And I think there's no shame in saying I'm doing something on the side. Like I think that makes us acting is fickle. It's a profession where success is non-linear. Success, like, you don't move from one thing. It's not like a job where you work for 4 years and then you get that promotion, and then you work another 4 years and then you get that promotion. There are ups and downs. There's squiggles and swag. Like, it's all over the place. And I think having a side job that is perhaps more stable is a really smart choice for a working class actor. And I think perhaps will give you, for me at least, gives you some fulfillment when sometimes, acting roles you can book. Sometimes you have really fat, meaty years where you're working on multiple projects, but then the next year you might not have anything. That's just the name of the game. And to have a job that you can find fulfillment from, that you can find purpose from outside of your acting work, I think is wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, it's part of the process, right? For you to, I mean, one day you will get what you want, but in the meantime, you need to pay stuff, and that's totally fine. It's and as you mentioned, I mean, it's good the fact that you can kind of divide yourself to have a like a job and working on your craft at the same time. And who knows, maybe because of of that job you had at some point might help you to create something, so.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think and some jobs, like you can be a theater teacher. That's still working on your craft on a daily basis. You can work in film editing, or like, there are so many ways to be involved in this industry that aren't specifically acting. I think it just enhances your skills even more. It makes you more aware as a performer, and just a better, more well-rounded person.
Totally. And tell me, if you could give one word to describe the feeling you have when you step on stage or in front of the camera, which word would it be?
Exhilaration. Just like excitement, pure excitement mixed with joy and a little bit of being terrified, which I think is always good. Being a little bit scared is always a good place to be at.
Yeah, I mean, it shows you care. There you
Absolutely.
go.
So I think when I step in front of the camera on stage, I'm like exhilarated, I'm joyful, I'm maybe a little bit about to pee my pants.
It is the way it is. There you go. I love it. Now, if your life were a sitcom, what would be the title and who would play the fictional version of yourself?
I was okay with my life or a sitcom. Okay, I'm gonna say Fullest ha busy Fullest House, a riff on Full House, right? The Fullest House, because there's a million and one things going on. And who would play my I would, in keeping with the Full House theme, I would have Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen as adults play me.
There you go. I'll see
Don't
that
know why.
happening.
I also was at NYU when they were living in New York, and it was like they were the coolest girls in the city. It was like, oh my God, I saw an Olsen twin today. Oh my God, you guys there.
That's so funny. Okay. I'll take it. I'll take it. Now, what about, let's say, they're gonna make a film in which all of the characters you have played at the moment, all of them, they're gonna gather to celebrate your birthday. But we need a title. So what do you think would be the title for that film?
All the characters that I've ever played
Since day one.
since day one, clusterfuck. No, like it would be a clusterfuck. That's what it would be.
Okay.
Get real messy, because I've played some messy characters that would not get along. And if they were at a birthday party, things would get
But
and a little
I
wild.
see, I see that happening, and in the background, you're just watching eating cake.
Oh yeah, that's totally what's happening. I'm like, everyone's fighting with each other, and I'm in the corner with the huge cake that I've ordered for all these people, just like, wow, this is interesting.
Yeah, that would be interesting for sure. I mean, who knows? Maybe we are creating the next super film.
I know, I'm like, I can watch that film.
Yeah, for sure. I would love that too. Yeah. Now, how about describing your whole career, but this time on a drink?
Oh, like a drink on a menu, like
Let's say that I want to order that drink. So what would it have, and what would be the name of it?
okay. The drink would be called the New Fashioned. It's gonna be
Okay.
the old fashioned. And I'm gonna pretend to be the waiter, so I'm gonna describe it to you. The New Fashioned, it's bold, it's multifaceted, it goes down easy. But it really gets you thinking about things. It what else is it? It's bold, it's tasty, it's smooth, it's multifaceted, it's very alcoholic. So it makes yeah. It gets you a little crazy. That's what I think it should be. The
I'll
new
see
fashion.
the new fashion. I'll take it. I'll take it. And what motivates you? You know, we all have those days that we just want to quit. It's inevitable, happens to all of us. So how you manage to continue yourself motivated, regardless of how difficult your life at that moment might be?
That's a really good question. How do I keep myself motivated? I think I tell myself that nothing is forever. And I think that applies to a bad day. You know, like a bad, nothing is forever. If you're having a bad day, this too shall pass. The same can be applied to a good day. So like nothing is forever. A, enjoy it more. And to keep working hard to make those good days outnumber the bad ones.
I like it. Yeah, I'll keep that.
Yeah, nothing is forever. So, and I think that also, like, nothing is forever makes you perhaps live in the moment a bit more. Like, I'm trying really to be more present.
Yeah.
You know, we live in such a intense digital world, and I think my mind, at least, is always like thinking about the past, like what could I have done better, or like thinking about the future, like what I want to be doing, but instead, really trying to focus on here, now, what's in front of me, and really living and enjoying that.
Dropping the mic.
Drop it.
I love it. I love that. And my last question, you know, so we can all enjoy and relax after a couple of difficult questions here and there. So here it is. What do you think that would be the best title for this episode?
Ooh, nothing is forever.
Because that's going to be the whole title for this episode.
Ooh, nothing is forever. Oh, ups and downs, twists and turns.
Ups and downs, twists and turns. I like
Or
that.
maybe, yeah, what I liked what we talked about the racing and helping the person behind you. Like, this is good. I like twists and turns and ups and downs. I like that.
Twists and turns and ups and downs. Yeah, I'll take it. Okay. Yeah,
Yay.
that's gonna be the title. You know, like when you search it on YouTube or on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, that will appear.
I like it. Twists and turns. It's a little dramatic too. It's a roller
Twists and
coaster.
yeah, twists and turns, ups and downs.
Nothing is forever, but you don't have to say that. That's a little
Yeah,
dramatic.
like below,
Yeah.
like small letters, nothing is
Yeah,
forever.
in parentheses, nothing is forever.
There you go. That sounds like a franchise to me.
I love it.
I mean, at the end, what can I say? You know, it's incredible what you do. It's super badass for sure, you know, but the fact that you keep doing it, you know, regardless of how difficult, we all know that things can be sometimes. I mean, it's easier said than done, but you're making it happen. You are showing results. And I think that's proof enough for everyone around to be like, hey, if she's doing it, I can do it too. And I'm super sure that people out there who sees you, Yes, as someone who is actually make things done. And I think people like that is what we need, especially right now in these crazy times that suddenly everyone is angry.
Yeah,
So,
for sure.
you know, so.
And I think the same could be said for you. You're doing it, you know? You're doing a pot. That's not easy. Getting guests, asking intelligent, thoughtful questions, and then presenting it to an audience. That's amazing. I think
Thank
that's so
you.
cool what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot. That yeah, that means a lot for sure. And do want to thank also those who stayed here the whole time, either watching on YouTube or listening as part of Apple Podcast. Now, as I said in the beginning, on the description below, you're gonna find all of Stephanie's social media. Let's follow her. Now we found out why she's super badass. So let's make her viral. Hashtag Team Stephanie. And again, Stephanie, thank you so much for making this happen. Keep killing it out there. Keep rocking. Keep shining. And
You too.
I'll see you in the next one.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.